Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast, Wellness Walks. I'm Hannah Bright, the Women's Wellness Coach, and I'm here to talk to you about topics covering all things women's health, both physical and mental. I hope you enjoy this episode. Let's get stuck in. Hi guys, and welcome back to the podcast episode. Hope we are all well and having a great week so far. And if you're out on a walk, I hope you're having a lovely walk in the fresh air. Hopefully it's dry as well. It's still quite changeable at the moment, isn't it? The weather can, we've had some nice like spring-like days when it's crisp but really sunny and beautiful. And then we still have some dark grey miserable days. So we're in that period of change, but hopefully more good days are coming. And it's nearly Easter. And I do think, I recall from past experience, Easter can often be a really hot weekend. And then it's April and generally it's brighter from then on up. So pull our positive pants on and hopefully we've only got a couple more weeks of winter. But yeah, have a lovely walk wherever you are whilst you listen to me talk to you today about the importance of weight training. So I had a client asked me this week if it was really that important to do weight training or is it better to do cardio and her steps. And so I guess I'll phrase it as, what's more important, weight training or cardio? And the short answer, if I just had to say one, is weights. But they're both important and it does kind of depend on your goal, but there are so many more benefits to weight training over cardio. So the reason that I say if I had to pick one, it would be weight training is really important. And when I write training plans up for my clients, I always want them to prioritize the weight training. If they don't have time for something, it will be the cardio that they're going to have to miss, but they must prioritize the weight training. And the reason for this is, so like I said, it depends on your goal. And if your goal is weight loss and changing your physique shape, then weight training is going to be the best for that. It can change your body composition and it can change the shape. So, you know, we can create a physique that we really desire. Obviously, some of it's genetics and we can't, you know, create the exact physique. If we pick a picture of someone we want, we can't be like, right, I want to look like that. But we can create a smaller waist. We can create tighter, more toned arms, a lean back, more shoulder caps, bigger glutes, stronger thighs. We can create shape by weight training, which we can't do with cardio. And, you know, when we say, oh, I want to be more toned, that's done through weight training. It's by building lean muscle through exercising with weights and resistance training and losing unwanted body fat, that gives us the toned look that we all talk about. So yeah, that's what weight training does. It changes our shape and our body composition. And also it helps us to create a more efficient metabolism. So if we build more lean muscle and we reduce unwanted body fat, we build the muscle through weight training, we are building a more efficient metabolism, which means that we're going to be burning more calories at rest. So if we think about it like this, ladies, you know, men, they generally naturally, they're more muscly than women naturally. And a lot of us say it, but our partners or our, you know, colleagues at work or our friends or our parents, whatever it is, the men in our lives tend to be able to eat more rubbish a lot of the time or bigger portions and stay nice and lean, not put on any weight. And it's something I hear a lot of the time. It's like, oh, my husband just eats crap and he doesn't put any weight on. And that's because naturally they have more lean muscle than women and therefore they have a more efficient metabolism and they can get away with a bit more. So that's what we're trying to create by building up muscle. And it's lean muscle. It's not going to be bulky. It's nice, lean, toned muscle. We are creating a more efficient metabolism so we can get away with eating more. Or we're burning more calories at rest. So without even doing anything, our metabolism is burning more calories. So that's a real important reason why we weight train for fat loss as well. And also with weight training, we do burn calories. In an hour of weight training, you will be burning calories, but probably not as many calories as an hour of cardio. However, after the hour of cardio, you stop burning anything. Whereas after the hour of weight training, our body needs to repair the muscle fibers that we've torn through the resistance training, through the progressive overload, which is what we're doing when we are trying to go heavier or get another rep out. We're progressively overloading the muscles. We tear the muscle fibers, and the repairing process of this that happens after the workout is using energy. It's burning calories. So we're burning calories, repairing the muscle fibers as well. So that's another benefit from weight training, is it's not just the hour or 45 minutes or 30 minutes that you're doing the workout. It's also after, which doesn't happen with cardio. You might burn more calories in the hour of cardio, not massively, but maybe an extra 100, 150 calories. But then it stops straight after because we haven't got that progressive overload during cardio. And then there's other benefits as well to weight training. Like, as we get older and as we go through perimenopause, which starts in your late 30s to early 40s on average, our bone density starts to naturally decrease. Well, it actually starts to naturally decrease, I think, from early 30s. And so through weight training, we can try and preserve as much of this bone density as possible so that our bones aren't getting weaker, and we're protecting ourselves against like osteoporosis or just bumping and easily breaking or fracturing bones and joints, keeping our joints stronger. So weight training helps with preserving bone density or increasing bone density. It also helps with obviously the muscle mass that we're building through weight training protects the bone, and it protects the joints, protects your knees and your hips and all those areas that can become weak as we age. So it's so important not just to do it when you're younger for how you look, because we're vain when we're younger, but also because, you know, you want to still be fit and strong as you age. You still want to be getting in and out of cars easily. You still want to be, you know, running out after your kids or running after your grandkids and being able to get up and down from the up and down stairs or up and down, I don't know, whatever it is. You still want to be physically fit as long as you possibly can. And weight training is massively going to contribute to that. Yeah, and then obviously it just helps you to be stronger. You know, having more muscle, you're going to be stronger. So you can lift more in day-to-day life. And just those day-to-day activities that get harder as we age will be easier if you have been doing weight training throughout your life and continue as long as you possibly can. And if you're doing it now at a younger age, it's only going to be easier to continue as you age. You don't want to start it when it's almost too late. So there are many benefits of weight training. So if your goal is fat loss, then yes, weight training should definitely be a priority. You can change your shape. You can get a more efficient metabolism. You'll be burning calories after workout. So it's super important. And obviously there's many other benefits as well. Cardio is, you know, really important, and I think everyone should try and do cardio as well. Obviously it helps with your overall fitness, your heart health. So it's great for those reasons, and you will burn calories doing cardio. So if you're trying to lose unwanted body fat, you're trying to be in a calorie deficit, doing cardio will help. But you know, it takes a lot. It takes, you know, how long will it take? It will take about 20 minutes of cardio to burn 100 calories, maybe 25, depending on what cardio you're doing. 20 minutes to burn 100 calories. And, you know, 100 calories is a banana, or sometimes not even. Like, so being in a calorie deficit with food is easier than trying to be in a calorie deficit through cardio. But cardio is just that extra push to make even more progress. So it's more important to focus on weight training and being in a calorie deficit with your diet. And then the third thing to add in would be cardio. Don't rely on cardio to lose weight. You can't out-train a bad diet. It's so easy to eat 200, 300, 400 calories in seconds, but it takes, you know, an hour or longer to burn 400 calories. So yeah, don't rely on that as your number one way to lose fat, but use it as a fitness tool and use it as a way to increase your overall health and your heart health and your cardiovascular health. And it's also amazing. Like, I find cardio great for mental health. It really, when I come away from a sweaty workout, whether it's a run outdoors or interval training on the treadmill or a Blaze class at my gym or some other high intensity fitness class, I come away absolutely buzzing. It gives me that real high. And so that is why I do cardio, for that high. It's so good for your mental health. And it's often, cardio is often done outside if you're doing it in running or boot camp or whatever it is, or it's done in groups. So it's a really good way to, it's just a feel good thing, I think, cardio. So it's definitely important. And I would say if you can fit it in, definitely please do it. But if your time's limited and you only have time for one or the other, then weight training over cardio every time. And you know, we all know this, but sometimes it takes a little bit of a reminder. And some people think, oh, but do I really have to do that? There's no have to's. Like, you, the number one thing, as I've said in a previous podcast, is do the form of exercise that you enjoy, because you're going to stick to it. If you hate something, you're not going to stick to it. But if you're trying to see more progress in your physique in the most efficient way, using the least amount of time, then weight training is definitely going to get you more progress, and you're going to physically see more progress by doing weight training than you are just doing cardio. So if it's one or the other, weights. All right, I think that's all from me. I'm not going to go on about it for too much longer, but if you do have any more questions on that topic, then message me on Instagram or send me an email, hannah@hpwellness.uk, and I will get straight back to you. And if you've got any other topics you want me to cover, then please do let me know and I will cover them in future podcast episodes. Also, if you think anyone would benefit from listening to these short, sharp, informative podcast episodes, then please do forward my podcast onto them, to any friends or family members, sisters, cousins, brothers, whoever it is, forward them my podcast. I'd massively appreciate that. And also, if you aren't already subscribed, please subscribe, please follow, like, share, and rate my podcast, because it all helps me to get these seen by more people. All right, that's all from me, gang. Have a lovely rest of your week, and I will catch you on the next episode. Bye. Thanks for listening, guys. Hope you enjoyed that episode. If I can ask you a big favor, please, would you be able to rate and review this podcast? I would massively appreciate it. Otherwise, if you want to connect with me, I am on Instagram @HannahBrightWellness. And one other thing, if you think there's someone that would benefit from listening to these podcast episodes, then please do share my podcast to them. Any friends or family members you think that will enjoy it. Otherwise, I will catch you next time. Bye.